Market Maturity versus Narrative, an analysis of the early adopter argument. First, the psychology of early adopters. In digital asset investor circles, the narrative, "we are still early," is omnipresent. Psychologically, this mantra often serves to rationalize volatility and infrastructural deficits as growing pains. From a behavioral finance perspective, it protects investors from the cognitive dissonance that arises when technological promises do not match real-world application maturity. For professional market participants, however, it is crucial to separate this emotional narrative from fundamental facts. An asset that, after over a decade, still demonstrates elemental risks in custody and transaction security must be viewed with differentiation. This is not about pessimism, but about a realistic assessment of an asset class's maturity level. Second, historical context of market maturity. Factually, the Bitcoin blockchain has existed since 2009. By comparison, modern financial markets are based on structures that have evolved over 400 years, while the IT industry has been developing standards for software security and usability for over 40 years. The argument of the technology's youth loses validity after more than 15 years. If an industry, despite billions in venture capital, VC investment, continues to show significant deficits in user experience, UX, and security, this suggests less of an early phase and more of a structural shift in priorities. The question is, who benefits from the current complexity? Third, information asymmetry as a business model. In efficient markets, information flows quickly and is available to all participants. The crypto market, by contrast, is characterized by high inefficiency and strong information asymmetry. Complex products and opaque mechanisms in the DeFi, decentralized finance sector, are often not a bug, but a feature. As long as only a small circle of specialists, insiders, fully comprehends the technical risks and mechanisms of a protocol, these actors can profit from the misjudgments of less informed market participants, arbitrage, front-running, liquidations. The barrier for the mass market, complicated UX, acts as a filter here. It keeps smart money amongst itself, while retail investors often only enter when valuations have already skewed the risk/reward ratio. Risks are frequently externalized. The user bears the full responsibility for technical errors, self-custody risk, a concept that has been minimized in traditional finance through regulation and insurance. Fourth, risk analysis beyond volatility. While market risk, price fluctuations, dominates in classic markets, crypto investors must evaluate additional risk categories that are often underestimated: technical risk, smart contract risk. Software bugs or exploits can lead to total loss. Audits reduce this risk, but do not eliminate it. Centralization risk. Many nominally decentralized projects are factually controlled by small developer teams, or DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, with high concentration of voting rights. Operational risk. The irreversible nature of blockchain transactions forgives no operational errors in custody. In traditional banking, software modules are rigorously tested before deployment. In the crypto sector, testing in production is often accepted, with user capital serving as the test mass. A professional allocation approach therefore requires deep technical due diligence that goes far beyond reading a white paper. Fifth, herd behavior and community. The term community is often used inflationarily in crypto marketing. From an analytical perspective, these are frequently network effects amplified by financial incentives. When all token holders benefit from rising prices, a strong incentive for uncritical positive representation, shilling, is created. Critical discourse, essential for price discovery and error correction, is often suppressed in such echo chambers. For external observers and investors, it is therefore advisable to view sentiment analyses with skepticism and to rely on verifiable on-chain data and fundamental metrics, for example, total value locked, revenue, active users, rather than social media discussions. Sixth, the path to institutionalization, regulation. The introduction of regulatory frameworks like MICA, Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation, in the EU, marks a turning point. What is often criticized by libertarian crypto proponents as restriction is the necessary prerequisite for the entry of institutional liquidity. Professional investors, pension funds, insurance companies, family offices need legal certainty, clear liability rules, and standards for market integrity. Regulation filters out fraudulent actors and forces projects to adopt standards that are self-evident in traditional finance. Transparency obligations, disclosure of reserves and business models, segregation of assets, separation of client funds and company assets, liability, clear accountabilities for technical failures or hacks. Seventh, checklist for due diligence. Instead of relying on the early narrative, investors should evaluate projects based on quantitative and qualitative criteria. Transparency and reporting. Are there regular, detailed reports on development and finances? Are risks communicated proactively? Security architecture. Has the code been audited by reputable firms? Is there a bug bounty program? Compliance. Does the project adhere to international standards, AML/KYC? Is there a clear legal entity? Team and track record. Is the team known and does it have verifiable experience in the finance or tech sector? Real traction. Is the valuation based on current usage and cash flow or only on future promises? Governance. How decentralized is the decision making really? Who holds the majority of governance tokens? Eighth, conclusion, maturity through professionalization. The crypto industry stands at a crossroads between niche technology and global financial infrastructure. The argument of the early phase must no longer be an excuse for a lack of professionalism. For the next phase of adoption, hype and narratives are no longer decisive, but rather radical transparency regarding risks and reserves. User-centric design that ensures security even for non-techies. Cooperation with regulators to build trust for large capital. Investors are well advised to shift their strategies from speculative hope to well-founded analysis. The technology has potential, but this is only realized through professional standards, not by merely waiting for the next cycle.